Craig, welcome back. Open lines, 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. Gabby Douglas won the all-around individual gymnastics medal for women, gold medal, in the Olympics on yesterday. Obviously, you know, the highlights were shown in prime time last night. Her picture is on, I think, virtually every newspaper in the country and maybe some newspapers around the world. Though it's interesting, on the front page of the Indianapolis Star, a very small picture of her above the title of the newspaper, above the words Indianapolis Star. And then when you open up the sports page to the Star, trying to get my the main story about her, they buried in a very small story on page 5 of the sports section, and then on the front page of the Star's sports section, they talked about who is the greatest basketball player ever in the history of Indiana, of Indiana University. And they also talked about the columnist Bob Kravitz writes, is Michael Phelps the greatest athlete of all time? And then a very small picture of Gabby Douglas holding her gold medal, and then says, read page 5 of the sports section. And so I'm sitting here trying to figure out, fourth American woman that has ever won all-around gold in gymnastics in the Olympics. First African American. A dominating performance in the all-arounds. Many major newspapers put her picture on the front page of the paper in their communities. Or if not the front page of the paper, I mean, prominently, not one where you need the magnifying glass to find it, or on the front page of the sports section in a prominent, how can our newspaper here not lift up that history? How can folks do that and not lift up our history? Anyway, I'm also seeing one of our friends here at the fair who has her lifetime pass. How you doing?
I'm the queen of the fair.
I know you are. You got your lifetime pass and everything.
To get on whenever I want to.
So you're here on the first day. You ready to rock and roll today.
I'm coming out to the fair at 20 years old. Never missed a day. I'm 85, and the governor made me the queen of the fair.
And you don't look a day older than 40-something.
I don't feel a day old. I can still hop, skip, jump, do what God let me do.
I heard that one. Now, you take care out here in this heat now. You take your time.
Born in Florida, so I never saw hot, cold weather until I came to Indianapolis from Florida.
Well, it looks like we got all this Florida weather back here in Indianapolis this year.
And I love it.
All right. See, this is what's that? That's Sister Liz, and that's what, and she really does have a lifetime pass to the fair, with a badge with her picture on it, official pass. I ain't mad at her. So how is it the newspaper we have here that's getting ready to charge you more to read the paper, whether to read it in print or read it online, how do you miss this history? How is this not a big deal? Because it is a big deal. Let me go to Leah at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. The thing is they don't want to play up any importance of African-American people. Number two, we better think boycott. That's just the overall feeling of Indianapolis. I mean, this is Klan country over and out.
All right, I appreciate that. 239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. It's maybe something else on your mind. It is first day of school today for Wayne Township. First day of school for a couple of charter schools as well. IPS begins on Monday, along with a number of other charter schools and districts throughout the area. 239-1310, 239-1310 is afternoon's name. And I've heard some people regarding Gabby Douglas and her accomplishments. I've heard some people don't like the nickname, the flying squirrel or squirrel, because of how she vaults off of, I think it's the uneven parallel bars. And with her arms outstretched, you know, the way that a squirrel kind of flies off from one tree to another, particularly a flying squirrel. But then she's embraced that nickname and feels that's a part of her character. She's also, Gabby Douglas, very, very strong in her faith and is not afraid to express it, either on Twitter or elsewhere, and not afraid to show it. And just so poised. You know, yesterday when I saw the video of her getting the medal and the national anthem strike starting up and the flag waves and she's on that top podium, with the bronze medalist on one side and the silver medalist on the other, and just the poise that she had. And, you know, really was kind of, you know, turned on Channel 13 this morning, the Today Show, to see, okay, are they going to talk to her first as the star? Are they going to talk to that swimming guy? And fortunately, they made the right decision, because I think she's the swimming guy's all right, that Lochte or whatever his name is, but she's the other story of this Olympics so far. And because it's a great accomplishment, regardless of color, great accomplishment at her age, and to now be talked about in the same breath as other Americans who have, you know, earned that kind of honor to not only win the gold medal in the team competition, but also in the individual all-round against the best in the world. Let me go to Worthy at 239-1310. Hi there. Worthy, are you there?
This is Dorothy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It had Worthy on my screen. I meant Dorothy. Go ahead, Dorothy.
All right. Not only had I noticed this morning's paper, but yesterday's paper, when you opened it had that little thing on the top above the star's name. Then when you opened the fourth page, you didn't even see her with the rest of the kids. She wasn't even in there. Mm. And I thought it was actually a disgrace, because her high scores is what brought the rest of them up. They could make lower scores than she did. And because of her high scoring, the rest of them made it. That's how we got to be the first. The team was first.
No, I think
it was a slam in her face and all African Americans for the star to do that. It was a slap in the face.
You know, I tend to agree with you. The other thing is, when we were on the air live yesterday, and I really didn't want to spoil it for people, for those that want to be to see something original or not know the result of something until you actually see it, I was monitoring the scores during the individual all around.
Yes, I was too.
And her scores on the individual were just so dominant.
That's right.
And I think she beat the Russian for second place by like two whole points,
right,
which is the equivalent, if this were like basketball, you know, winning by 20 points.
That's true.
And when I saw some of her performance last night at home, it just was just stunning. It was mesmerizing, in fact.
It was absolutely beautiful, and my heart was just racing, and I just loved every minute of it. It was just, it was so inspiring, and I wanted our young African-American young girls to see it. I was hoping that it would be on the computer so they could see it.
Well, I believe that now that it was shown after in prime time, both on the East Coast and the West Coast, I think you can go back to NBCOlympics.com.
Oh, okay.
And they probably have the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a tweet this morning before I left the office to come over to the fair. I think Channel 13 is going to talk to her today in the 5 o'clock newscast. I don't know why they had to send a tweet out. They didn't send a news release or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think whoever's over there for Channel 13, I think it's Anne-Marie Tiernan, talked to Gabby, which means that they sat her down and probably talking to 30 or 40 television stations across the country. Because a lot of the NBC television stations are represented at the Olympics with their anchors and sports anchors and news anchors. So she's very busy right now.
Now, good.
In terms of doing
I do love the way her mother was talking about how she went over there, went for her thing, and then she got homesick. And how they encouraged her by talking to her every day. And that way she was encouraged to stick with it. And I thought the family did a beautiful job in supporting her.
I had to leave home before the interview with her mom came, so I really have not seen that yet. So anybody, I appreciate that feedback on her mom. Let me go to Vivian at 239-1310. Hi, Vivian.
Hi, Amos. Two things. Chris, I want to talk a little bit about Gabby.
Yeah.
That beautiful little girl. Oh, you just want to squeeze her. But she said in one of her interviews when they asked her how she felt about, you know, winning this, she gave God the glory. That's where she said it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't stutter. She was proud to say that. And she said, when the praises go up, the blessings come down to me. And that's she told the reporter.
I appreciate you hearing that, saying that. I did not see that. I saw what she said about her faith on Twitter, where she was very open about her faith and the support that she gets from God. And in a 16-year-old,
yes,
16-year-old sister, that is it should be usual, but it's not.
Right, but I just hope that this gives hope to a lot of our youth. That with hard work like she did, like not even saying that she didn't see her mother for almost a year and a half when she lived with this other family so she could train under this trainer.
Right.
Of course, she talked to her parents every day, she said.
Yeah.
But for a child that young, now think about it, 4 years ago she was 12.
Yep.
To stay that long, you know, away from her parents. She's a beautiful person in and out.
Well, the other thing is, as this the young lady that I was talking to a little earlier, this the queen out here at the fair, after we were done with the interview, a real young girl came up to her. Her eyes were big and bright. This is a little young white girl. Her eyes were big and bright, and I could see in that young child's eyes that she was looking up to this queen. And just imagine how many black girls watched television last night. And saw Gabby Douglas, and their eyes, as Scripture says, their eyes were opened.
Yes.
And it's a great thing. And how our Indianapolis Star can't put her image big on the front page.
Well, that's not surprising.
That doesn't surprise you?
No, that doesn't surprise me. I'm surprised they put her anywhere in there. But here's the other thing is, did you say they were getting ready to raise our rates?
Yes, they are.
Oh, Amos, listen. The paper now is so thin that when the man or the boy, whoever is delivering it, throws it up on the porch, it goes just like a kite right on top of the roof. I got more papers up there on that roof.
You look in your mailbox. There's a letter coming to you from the folks with the Star, and we're working to have them on the program later this month. That's going to be interesting because I think a lot of people are going to rebel, and the reason for the price increase is they're saying, you can read it on the computer, and I know a lot of people read the newspaper on the computer, but I know a lot of people don't read the newspaper on the computer. So it's very, very important. You know, we're going to get them on, and y'all can have at them.
Well, I'm one who does not read the paper on the computer, but if they raise the rates, I will be reading my paper on the computer. I'm not paying anymore for what little bit I'm getting.
All right. I appreciate it, my sister. Let me go to Anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good afternoon, Amos. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good, good. Just full of things to say. First, when it comes to Gabby, I was trying so hard to avoid the outcome of her event yesterday afternoon because I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got a text message from the station giving me the information, so I was kind of disappointed by that.
Wait a minute. We text out the information.
Hello.
Here
I'm like,
I'm here.
You serious?
Here, wait a minute. Here I am on the radio
and right,
trying
and I
not to say.
Because I didn't want to hear anything.
Well,
and
then, I was, and
I'm like, will y'all please, but that baby is so wonderful. I am so proud of her. And as far as the Indianapolis Star is concerned, like you always say, don't get mad. Get even. Cancel your subscription and start getting a recorder. Because, like the lady said before, she's going to start reading it online. Guess what? You're going to have to pay for that, too.
Yeah, that's the other hammer, you know, coming. They're going to charge
so
you to read it online.
So that's what we have to do as citizens of Indianapolis, like Reverend Al says. It used to be acceptable until you don't accept it anymore. Don't
right,
worry about what the Star puts in or doesn't put in because we don't need them.
All right, good points, my sister.
Have
Let me go to Georgia. Thank you. Let me go to Georgia, 239-1310. Hi there.
Brother Brown?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look here. I'm telling you, I want to say this to the Indianapolis Star right now. I got the bill in there on the table. I'm canceling. I'm going to put the check in mail, and that's it. That young girl had a lot of work, man. I used to take my granddaughter out there to gymnastics.
Yep.
Although she didn't quite make it, she runs track now. This is her last year in high school. But that I admire that young girl. She put a lot of hard work because I have watched my granddaughter do that kind of stuff, you know. And I'm telling the Indianapolis Star right now, I've had it with you. Matter of fact, I've had it with Greg Ballard. I had it. I'm going back to Georgia. I'm going to take the midnight train back to Georgia sooner or later. And I want to say one other thing to the Indianapolis Recorder. I will be transferring my payments to you.
All right. I'm sure they'll appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to another anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. I
don't
want to be a killjoy or anything, but I was just wondering if you or any of your viewers saw the commercial they showed right after Gabby won the gold medal last night.
I did not see the commercial, but I heard it was this promo for this NBC show that's got a monkey in it.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
You're absolutely correct. It was like a young chimpanzee. And, you know, Gabby has that beautiful wide smile, and they showed the little chimp doing the wide smile, showing all his teeth, and on some kind of those rings that they have at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my husband, at first I wasn't going to say anything. He looked at me and I looked at him. I said, did you see that? Did you pick up on that? You know, they try to do things behind the scenes, you know, that you may not catch, but I caught it.
Well, I had seen that promo before in the early parts of the – I may have seen it during the opening ceremonies. I think they ran that commercial – during the opening ceremonies, and it's this new show on NBC where one of the lead characters is this allegedly cute monkey along with the humans. Now, when they showed it during the opening ceremonies, it was okay, but I think it was just a total lack of somebody asleep at the switch that should have realized, wait a minute, I'm looking at the log. We've got the promo of the show with the monkey. We better take that out of rotation and put something else in there.
Exactly.
You know, put a Brian Williams ad or something in there. What needs to happen?
Well, they
needs
could have shown that when Michael Phelps won his. They could have shown it when anybody else. It was just, I don't know. I don't want to, like I said, be a killjoy about it. But
well,
I watched the Olympics. I taped it. That was the first time I saw the commercial. And that's why I guess I was kind of irritated.
Well,
have a great day, Amos, and thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it. Let me go to Joy at 239-1310. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Amos. I just wanted to say, you know, it's not our fault that the Star News didn't have the prominence that they should have given to Gabby, because it's international fame that she has achieved, and they missed that opportunity. They'll never gain that back, so that they could have been a part of what everyone else was acknowledging, the success of that young lady. And, you know, we can hold our head high, very powerful, as a culture and a black society, that we can stand here in Indiana and say, she did that. But they're not only going to lose the subscriptions, because when I don't get the information I need, I go someplace else. and that's what a whole lot of other people are going to do. The store didn't proudly represent her as she should have been, and so just like many others, I had to go internationally to other cities, major cities, to get the information represented the way it should have been represented. And that's going to be their loss. They'll never regain that. And increase the price is not going to increase the number of subscriptions that they're going to leave behind it.
All right, good point. Good point, my sister. I appreciate it. 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Amos. This is Mark. I just want to say there was a spectacle of basketball that happened last night for all us Indiana folks that love basketball.
What happened?
World championship play and Olympic play that was really not even recognized. I've been talking to sports people here in this community, and they say that how could Mike Krzyzewski allow them to run up the score? No, it was an incredible performance, not only for Gabby, but for basketball in general. I'd like to hear your comments on that.
Oh, that was where the American team won by a gazillion to five against the team from Nigeria. And I understand one of the things in the game was that LeBron James acted as a leader. He wasn't scoring. He was assisting. He was helping his teammates be successful. He was a leader instead of it's all about him.
Yeah.
Did I understand that about the game?
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say is that it's clearly the standard for kids is to play with great grades. Some of them are great scholar athletes. Not all of them just quit out of high school.
Right.
Some of them are great scholar athletes, and it's okay to play in high performance because it's a game. And if you blow them out, kids, go blow them out.
Well, you know, if you look at the scores in gymnastics, Gabby Douglas blew him out. A two-point lead in gymnastics is like 20 to 30 points in basketball.
Yeah, by the way, the Chinese don't make excuses for winning well.
No, they don't. They just say we won well or we didn't win well. Anyway, I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Reverend Stephen Clay, head of National Action Network here in Indianapolis. Reverend, how you doing?
Good afternoon, Brother Amos. How are you?
I'm fine. Maybe National Action Network will have to beat up on the star. How could they not put a decent picture of Gabby Douglas either on the front page or on the front page of the sports section? How did they not do that?
Well, we're getting a lot of small copies of stuff to put in a big album about insensitivity, including that of the star and the mayor's across-the-board pay raise for everybody on the 25th floor on the backs of poor people. But I wanted to call in today to make our listeners aware that as we prepare for this weekend that Reverend Sharpton has notified us, his office has, that he has a schedule conflict and he will not be joining us, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
unfortunately,
no.
Yeah. But we're going to, because we're so far out and so far planned into this, we're going to continue. We will continue to have the workshops at Messiah Baptist starting on Saturday morning at 9:30. We will have the luncheon at 12 noon, and we will still have the rally on Sunday night at 7 o'clock at the Messiah Church. And I have asked our Vice President, Pastor Michael K. Jones, pastor of the Progressive Baptist Church, to be our stand-in keynote for that night. And so while we regret tremendously the conflict in schedule with Reverend Sharpton at this point, we're proceeding forward and look forward to having him back in at a later time. But the cause is greater than any individual, and so we're pressing on because voter engagement is critical for this November election.
It's called Don't Get Mad, You Get Even on November the 6th.
That's exactly what it's about, Amos.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. Let me go to Ron. Ron, you got about a minute.
Okay, Amos, I know that the star knows this. Gabby has roots in Indiana. Her
really?
From Gary.
Mom is from Gary?
The Northwest Indiana papers were full of her grandfather and everybody.
I didn't know there was a Hoosier connection to Gabby Douglas.
Gary,
her
Indiana,
mom's from Gary.
Gary, Indiana. That's where our mother's from. And
you know,
the folks from the
Indiana State Fair for the publicity department, they may be thinking in state fairs in the future, bringing Gabby Douglas here since there's an Indiana connection. You know, it doesn't take much.
Know it because they know that Northwest Indiana used to be the Tribune, Gary Post Tribune, had it all over the paper.
Well, you know, I think sometimes the star is there in their own little world. I don't know what world they're in, but they're in their own little world. I appreciate knowing that. See, this is why we have the smartest talk show audience in the country. Let me go to Diana right quick. Diana, you're on the air. You got about a minute.
I am. I'm telling you real quick. I used to be the balloon lady years ago up and down all through the city selling balloons. And the Indianapolis Star, they did a picture of me because it was so colorful and beautiful. And I, not that my compliments or anything like Gabby, but I just wanted to say, I was slighted also. They took a beautiful picture of me in color, and the next day I looked in the paper, and it was on the Lifetime section or something like that. And I was really, really in black and white. And so I know I felt slighted also. Like I said, I know what it is that so what they're doing. So it's a prejudice thing. So. Have a good day. I enjoy your show. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Good point. Andy Klotz is the director of marketing at the Indiana State Fair. He joins me live. This is not a bad crowd for 3 o'clock on opening day with some school districts already starting.
I'm pretty amazed with it, to tell you the truth, Amos, because of the temperatures that are supposed to be coming in. And people are out here on the hottest day we're going to have for a week or so. And it's really heartwarming to see. We had a great crowd right at the start of the fair opening this morning, and it's carried on into the afternoon. It's wonderful.
This new 3-day pass, what is it, $18, you can go to the fair for 3 days consecutively, non-consecutively, a new thing here at the fair.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those ways that we are trying to keep the fair affordable for a family, and we have kept the advance ticket price the same at $7, and we have this new pass that you can. If you come to the fair more than one day, especially if you come 3 days, then this is the most economical way to come in, and again, you can get that at the Walmart before you come out here, and you can end up paying $6. And, of course, kids 5 and under are still free, so it is good for your family.
Andy, sometimes people hear advance tickets and figure, I can't buy the advance tickets because the fair has started. That's not the case. They can go to the Walmart. They can go to any CVS, get the advance tickets. If they're coming out here even tonight, go get the advance tickets now at Walmart or CVS or even Farm Bureau locations.
Absolutely they can, and that's a good way to plan your fair, to make it economical, and be able to use as much entertainment budget as you want when you get here.
There's also something new. Now you have all these fancy ticket scanners, so the ticket, once it's been scanned, it's no good anymore. That becomes a keepsake and go in the scrapbook.
Sure, and, you know, I do that with all my tickets anyway. I always save tickets no matter where I go. So, yeah, you will get it scanned when you come in, and that 3-day pass, and that'll tell us that it's been used one day, and you'll still have 2 days left for it.
You've got a lot more entertainment on the free stage, which is over close to the entrance of the Midway here at the State Fair. You got the Michael Jackson tribute show tonight, King Michael. You got Sandy Patty. You got MC Hammer. You got a lot of things packed over the next 17 days.
The free stage is going to be where it's at this year. We do. I'm looking forward to the Michael Jackson tribute show tonight, and we've got a wide range of music like we always try and get here at the State Fair, and we've covered it all throughout the fair. And for people who really want to come out for a particular concert, then if they hit our website, find out what day, or if they grab a program at the CBS, they'll be able to see which show is which day. But we're really happy with the lineup that we've got on the free stage.
Every year, the fair has checked and double-checked the rides of the Midway to make sure things are copacetic. Now, check and double-check is everything at the fair. I told the listeners maybe about 40 minutes ago, I saw the state police. I'd never seen state police canine unit going there, and that's part of this increased devotion to safety.
Well, you know, we have had a pretty good safety regimen in the past, and the Department of Homeland Security has always run those inspections on the Midway, and the Midway has an incredible reputation that we deal with. They've been coming here for more than 20 years, and we love having North American Midway here. But you're right. We have new tent inspections and a new team in place to make sure that everybody really anchors down this tent. We're under a tent right now, and you have to have a pre-certified tent to come in and set up for the duration of the state fair for anybody that comes out here, whether it's a concessionaire or a sponsor or what have you. So that's what we're looking at doing, is tightening up those kinds of policies that maybe weren't as tight as they could have been.
You're not going to believe this. He mentioned tent and security, and the wind just gusted to remind us when we come out here again, we got to make sure that we're We got a briefcase here. We got a concrete stone. We're trying to get there, and we'll do better. Andy Klotz, the fair is now through August the what?
August the 19th. Come on out.
All right, thank you, and thank you for the cooperation of your staff and Cindy and all the great people here at the Indiana State Fair for their cooperation to have us out here. Thank you again.
Well, we love having you, Amos. Glad to see you're out here again, and we look forward to having everybody come out.
And drinking the milkshake has kept me cool, probably cooler than normal, which is also a good thing. Monday, we're live with Superintendent of IPS, Dr. Eugene White, on the first day of school in IPS. Plus, it's the 25th anniversary of the Pan Am Games. And we'll find out if you were a volunteer 25 years ago, how you can get involved. I'm Amos Brown. Come on out to the fair. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday live at 1.